Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, sorry for bothering you again, but I was just wondering about, like, I had sent you a couple emails. They were basically the same email, but it was asking a question about some answering machine message.
Oh, yeah, that's not me. I saw it on your thing, that woman saying, and they're like, oh, that's funny, and you were like, that sounds like her. I was like, that's not me. But I haven't checked my email, and I haven't checked that email in a couple of weeks, so I haven't been ignoring you, but anyway.
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to? That the thing that was, like, put up in the forum?
Yeah.
That woman calling in and saying, I've got some footage. I'm like,
had some footage of the towers exploding, yeah.
Right. No. Sorry, I'm from the South. I don't sound like a Yankee.
Okay, well, yeah, that's...
I'm not, you know, have lots of good friends from the North, but that's not me.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I was just wondering. Like, people were asking me about that message, and I said I'd ask you, and I just wondered what your answer would be.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't been on that email account in a couple of weeks.
So,
is there anything else?
Well, actually, there was one more question. Was before you gave the video to anyone, I had asked you before. You said you had looked at it, right?
Yeah.
Did you look at it? Did you look at it and examine it, like, frame by frame or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it like slow motion, I guess you could say. I mean, you know, me and my friends sat down and watched it, and, you know, but it wasn't like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I watched it, you know, probably that day, you know, at least five times, and then I went into the city on Wednesday, and that's when I gave it to NBC and ABC.
Mm-hmm. And you said, was there a couple people with you besides just... Well, you said that there was yourself and a Jamaican guy or something like that?
Yeah, and actually, I've gone back and I watched it since we talked, and because that genius was like, you know, when was it or whatever. And in actuality, there was... I went out, I was filming for, you know, a couple minutes, and then I went back to my apartment and made a phone call to my friend, who had called me and told me, you know, that they were on fire. And so I went back and I called her, and then I went back out. And as soon as I got back out the second time, that's when the second plane hit. But when I was out the first time, that's whenever I saw what I thought was the plane flying by. And so I would say that there was probably at least 8 minutes or so, maybe 10, that lapsed from when I went out, saw the plane coming from the right going left, then from whenever I went back out, and as soon as I turned my camera back on, I mean, literally within, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, the plane was coming back in. So, went out, was filming, saw it from fly right to left, or what I thought was it. He's calling me Black Rhino. Went back to my apartment, made a phone call, and so I would say there was, you know, maybe 10 minutes lapsed, maybe. Because, like, right after it happened, went out, was filming, went back, came back out again, and then, because I think there was, I mean, not even 20 minutes from the time that the first one hit to the second one. So.
Okay, and, like, when you said...
I know when I told you before, I thought, you know, I thought maybe it was a couple of minutes or so, mm-hmm. But it was probably more like, you know, 8 or 10 minutes.
But, okay, so that's that first video you see on Cameron Planet that you showed, that I looked at, where you see the
see the two things, like the two black dots or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, and then the second video showing the tower, when the plane hits the tower or whatever.
Right. When I came back out, there's, like, a clip where you can see that I'm obviously further away, but then, so, like, from where there was, like, these trash trucks and everything lined up, and I was filming, and then as I got closer, so it's like, I left my apartment, for the second time, turned the camera back on when I was further down Van Brunt Street, and then when I walked back up to where I was filming at the fence, there was, you know, this guy standing up there, and that was the Jamaican guy, so you can hear him, and then it just hit, like, shortly after I turned it back on the second time.
And I don't remember, like, you said, well, you seen the second plane hit the tower when you were standing there, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, that's just all I wanted to
know. What part of me, like, filming it is me not seeing it hit? I mean, you know, I don't get where you're coming from.
Well, I don't know. Some people are under the impression that either Steve Rosenbaum put the plane in or NBC or somebody put the plane in, into the video.
That's crazy.
And that you were...
I can't, you know, talk to you for I don't know how long, and, you know, I told you, I mean, whether you believe me or not, I mean, and, you know, I'm not a liar, and, you know, they didn't put it in. I mean, you know, people are saying all kinds of stuff. I mean, I really just can't deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand that. Is there any way that it would be possible to get that footage?
Like, well,
you couldn't put it up?
But I would consider that, you know, if you can, anytime you come down, you're welcome to look at it, you know. I'll think about it. I mean, I'm thinking about it, but I want to put something in there that protects it, you know, from you putting it up for all your friends to discredit, and, you know, it's just really discouraging whenever, you know, I have an honest conversation with you, and all these people that go to your site are just like, you know.
Well, it's kind of funny that... There's so many, so much stuff been taken down, I guess. I don't know if it was from you specifically or from whoever, but I guess a lot of your stuff's been taken down now.
Well, I have an attorney, so, yeah, a lot of it's been taken down, and, you know, I've read this stuff with people, Merry Christmas from Jennifer Sparrow, and then, like, Kill Town. I guess he put it together, the only, like, decent video, I don't know if it was him, but he had put one together debunking the laser mist, you know.
Yeah, because everybody was saying it was the laser, and like you said, it was a piece of paper.
Yeah, and I mean, yes, that one was like, you know, it was an honest depiction of what actually happened, but he's still infringing upon my copyright, so it's like I can't leave one up just because, you know, it's stating the truth, you know. It's like, okay, it was a piece of paper, and, you know, it looks like he put a lot of time into putting that video together, and, you know, but, you know, my attorney just went through and cleaned house, basically. And there are a few other, you know, people that just really need to quit talking about, you know, discrediting my crap, and or speaking about me in ways, because I'm a private citizen, and, you know, some people are about to have legal action put on their asses, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, but, yeah, that's fair enough. Like, if someone's infringing on copyrights or something, that's illegal, I guess, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I get them taken down, and people are posting stuff up in their forums and, you know, with images of my stuff. I mean, they're still, you know, it's like they were taken down because there's an infringement. And then them posting them back up, I mean, even these little images where they're just like, you know, oh, it looks like, you know, a Christmas tree or whatever the hell.
Well, so you're upset with even just...
People are monitoring what's being put up with my stuff, and, you know, action is going to be taken. So
like, you would rather if even, like, images of your footage weren't even put up, or... Like, I've seen in my forum, like, there's images put up, and then people have went through the archives and put up, like the videos from like the NBC archive or something showing the plane, like showing your footage and stuff like that. Is do you have a problem with that, or?
I have a problem with all of it. I mean, my lawyer has a big problem with all of it, but, you know, I mean, it's just, they've been taken down because of copyright infringement. And then, you know, people writing false statements, stating things that are not true, that is slander. And, you know, I don't really have to get into all this with you, but, you know, we've had, you know, lengthy conversations, and I'm just telling you that, you know, people say, oh, I've gone on a rampage. Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from under that, like, slander or whatever. Like you said, like, people look you up on the internet and they find all this stuff.
Right.
When they type your name in and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, my 62-year-old mother doesn't need to cry whenever she Googles my name to look for something. You know what I'm saying? It's hard enough, me being there, witnessing what I did, and, you know, and then for people to discredit, you know, what we all saw, it's just absurd and sick, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love for you to, like, I don't know.
So, obviously, that wasn't you on the that audio from the Sarah Memorial.
I don't even know what that...
It sure sounds like you. I don't know what to say. Like, it sounds like you. Or unless somebody has, like, a voice that's almost the same as yours. I don't know.
That does not sound like me. I mean, if you... I think you recorded our first phone conversation, you know, and I told you not to put that up on the web, and you have honored that. I appreciate that. If you were to go back and play my conversation and then listen to that woman, you know that that's not me. I mean, you know, it's just like, stop looking for things to, you know, come after me about or say, like, oh, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody that knows me, you know, or talks to me on a regular basis, or even just, like, listens to my voice, they will know that's not me. I mean, that woman, she was walking like, you know, she was from the Bronx or something. I mean, that's not, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Jeffrey. I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but I'm telling you the God's honest truth. That person on that recording is not me.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up any of your more time or get you upset or anything like that, but if you do think about ever sending some footage so I could look at it, it would be great. I'd love to get some footage with that third plane.
Okay.
Where I could see it. You could put whatever you want on the footage as long as all I want to be able to do is see that white plane, and I want to be able to see that the plane going into the building without anything obstructing it.
Okay.
Like the wings going in, and, you know, that would be great. I would really appreciate that.
And as long as you don't, you know, write mistruths about me or, you know, say that that's an audio recording of me when it's not, I mean, I will consider that. I mean, you know, my lawyer told her about you and everything, and, you know, I'm not seeking legal action against you at this point. And, you know, I will continue to, you know, but I'm just telling you, I mean, there are people that are not going to be very happy with me. I mean, there are people who are not happy with me now because I've taken away basically what is rightfully mine. And, you know, just because a piece of footage exists in the world doesn't mean that anybody has the right to it, you know, or can post it or host it or whatever. I mean, yes. You can look at it at the NBC archive, and that's where you can look at it. And, you know, you can make your comments about it, but grabbing it and stealing it and putting it up on your site and stuff, I mean, that is illegal. I mean, you know, and as far as, like, the fair use and all that stuff does not apply to copyrighted footage that I own. I mean, my stuff is registered with the Copyright Office, and, you know, I'm in every way, I'm in my right of way to do exactly what I'm doing, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I wouldn't, like I said, I would just want it for my own personal, just to look at it, not to go and make any money or slander you or anything.
My dad,
just to be able to see that white plane, maybe be able to see that that first shot there where they have the camera planet footage where we can't see it, but like we know there is a little blob there, but I'm sure on your footage it's probably, you could definitely tell it's a plane. Even the piece of paper, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, in your footage, the quality, you could tell it's a piece of paper, it's not a laser dot and stuff like that. But, you know.
Yeah, well, my friend Cindy, over Christmas, she was driving home. She's the one I was telling you about. She wanted to watch it, because all this stuff, like, you know, got on the surface again. And then she brought some video for me to watch. I can't remember, something like... I can't remember what conspiracy. Something about detonators being in the towers or something, like making them go off Fahrenheit or some night, I don't know, whatever. I can't remember, it wasn't really that well done, but, anyway, she was watching it, and, you know, just watched all of it, and, like, after it, it's like I leave the camera on for a long time. You can hear all the conversations, and, like, all these people, like, you know, basically stopped in their cars. It's your radio station. You can hear, like, all the stuff that's happening, you know, like, that day in my footage. I mean, but never once did I turn around, you know, and shoot anybody that was... I mean, because it's, like, you know, but there's a lot of, you know, I mean, like, you can hear voices and stuff in my footage. Like, you can hear that guy's voice standing beside me.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I was in between Van Brunt and Clark. I can't remember the cross street. But anyway, I mean, you can hear, you know, just people just stopping and, you know, saying, did the other building just get hit? And I think the guy's like, nah. I mean, it's like everybody was like in a state of shock, But I guess if I sent you the whole thing, I guess you could hear it all. And you could hear the emotion that I had, and then you wouldn't think of me as this, you know, lying CGI person that you, I mean, and all your fans think I am, you know?
Yeah, well, like, what you said, you and your friend were watching it, like, did it, like, when you guys watch it, like, doesn't it seem amazing how the plane just goes into the building, though? Like, there's no marks from the wings or anything till after the explosion kind of deal? I don't know. Unless there is, unless maybe a high-quality footage, you could see the hole being made by the plane as it goes in. But as far as I could see, like, I even got, like, DVDs and stuff like that. The hole's not there till after the explosion. Like, when the wings are in, you can pause the video with the plane's tail sticking out, I guess. The wings are already inside, but there's no marks on the building. It's just strange.
I, you know, it goes in very fast. I don't know. I mean, dude, the plane flew into the building. I mean, I don't, you know, to me, I mean, I have not, like, looked at the thing with a microscope to see the exact, you know, entry point of this and that. And this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like it goes in, and then it explodes. I mean, you know, I haven't analyzed it, like, you know, it's, to me, it's a horrible, horrible thing to watch over and over again, and it will make someone sick to sit there and watch someone do this, you know, to our country, and, oh, God, whoever did it, whether it was inside or whatever, you know, it was, I mean, it's just, it is not good for anybody's mental health to sit there and watch stuff like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand you're trying to debunk stuff and everything, but it's just not healthy. And so I haven't sat there and, like, examined it, you know, under a microscope. It happened. And, you know, as far as what the wings do and all that stuff, I mean, I have not sat there and just, like, examined it like y'all have. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just... I mean, how many millions of people had the television on that day? How many people were filming a plane that day. You know, a lot of people had their camcorders out. I mean, you know, everything is fake, is that what you're saying? Like, you know, like all the 8 million people in New York, you know, or how many of there were that actually watched it? I mean, they're all full of shit? I mean, really, do you think that? I mean...
Well, I think maybe that people could have, like I said before, people could have saw something, stuff like that, but what the videos show is not consistent with physical reality. Like I read a comment where someone had said something where people could say whatever they want, it's still physical laws don't lie, people do. So... But, like, I was thinking, I even came up with an idea, maybe, like, when you gave your footage to NBC or Rosenbaum or somebody, that they could have maybe put a plane in and then said, oh, well, you didn't...
So you're calling me a liar. You're saying that what I saw and what I shot did not happen. And I'm sorry, Jeffrey, that is not the case.
No, but like you said, you saw the plane go in when you were filming it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would love you to think about being able to give me some footage somehow. Maybe you could just send me put it on the internet for a second, send me a link so I could download it or something, or anyway, that I might be able to look at it and be able to see that third plane and be able to see the plane going into the building. I would really appreciate it.
Okay. I'll think about it. Okay. Again, I'll ask, are you recording this phone call?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, give me a call or send me an email whenever you want, and I would really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.